Mike Tagubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast. And the Lord Jesus Christ, he alone can fill the hunger of the human spirit. He alone can satisfy the thirst of the human spirit. And that's what this scripture is about here in John chapter 6, verse 33 and 35. I'm delighted that you've joined us today, and I hope you'll get your Bible or New Testament, and that you will turn with us to the book of Hebrews chapter 11. We just kind of got started last time in our study concerning how powerful the Word of God is. This is another reason, beloved, why every day you and I need to get into the Word of God and let God speak to us from His Word. The Word of God is powerful, and it was by the Word of God, we see, that God created this universe. If you'll notice again, in Hebrews chapter 11, if you'll turn with me there to Hebrews chapter 11. Now remember, Hebrews is toward the back of the New Testament. You go to the book of Revelation, in front of the book of Revelation are some short books, and then you come to the book of Hebrews. While you're turning there, let me also give our mailing address again, because some of you may have missed our mailing address last time. You may not have a Bible or a New Testament, and we would like to send you a New Testament absolutely free and postage paid. We'll also include our prayer card. We'll include the first three lessons of our first Bible correspondence course. We'll send you some gospel tracts and some other Christian literature, all together in a packet, mailed just to you. All we need is your name, your mailing address, printed clearly, including the name of your country. And if you will write to us to the mailing address that I'm going to give you, we will be delighted to mail these materials back to you absolutely free and postage paid. If you have to pay anything on that end, it will be because of your postal authority, not because we didn't pay the postage in order to get it there. And so you should not have to pay anything for it, because we send it to you as a gift, a free gift. Now, our mailing address is Bob, capital B-O-B, capital G-R-I-G-G-S, Bob Griggs. Bob, capital G, capital B-O-B, and then you leave a space, and then you write capital G-R-I-G-G-S. On the next line, you place a capital P, period, capital O, period, capital B-O-X, and that stands for Post Office Box. Capital P, period, capital O, period, capital B-O-X, and then the number 825. Then on the next line, you put our city, which is Ignacio. It's spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, Ignacio, and then a comma, and then capital C, capital O, period. That's the state that we live in. That's the abbreviation for the state. And then the zip code is very important. 81137-0825. That's the zip code. And then on the last line, you put United States of America. R, capital U, period, capital S, period, capital A, period, which is the abbreviation for the United States of America. But it's very important that you put that on your address also to us. Otherwise, if they do not know what nation to send your letter to, we'll not receive it. And also, it's very important that you put the name of your country on your return mailing address so we will know where to send these materials. Now, we do look forward to hearing from you. Your letters are a blessing. They're an encouragement to us to continue sending forth the Word of God. And so, thank you for taking time to write to us and to encourage us as we seek to be a blessing and a help and an encouragement to you. Remember, this broadcast is a faith broadcast, which means that we do not have a large organization behind us, but we operate by faith, trusting the Lord. We have supporters here in the United States who send in funds to help us with the radio broadcast, and therefore we pay for the broadcast and we pay for our mailings from those people here in the United States who help support this broadcast. And the reason they do that is because they love you and they want you to have the truth, to know the truth, and to grow in the knowledge of the truth. And so we do want you to write to us so we can have a part in placing the Word of God in your hands and helping you grow in the knowledge of the true and the living God. Now here again, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. That's an amazing passage of Scripture, beloved. And it shows how powerful the Word of God is. God literally spoke the universe into existence and created it out of nothing. That's hard for you and I to imagine, isn't it? Because everything you or I might make, whether we're building a desk or whether we're making a car, an automobile, or whether we're making dishes or whatever we might make, a bowl, we have to make it out of something already in existence. But when God created the universe, He spoke and His Word created out of nothing the universe that stretches across the heavens and this little planet Earth upon which we live, our moon, and the many stars and galaxies of stars out in space. God spoke it all into existence. That's the power of God's Word, beloved, and that's the power of Almighty God. Turn with me again to another passage of Scripture in the first of Hebrews. Go with me to the first of Hebrews, chapter 1. The first chapter of Hebrews, chapter 1. And I want you to notice what Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1 through 3 tell us. God, who at sundry times are in past times, various times, and in divers manners or different ways, spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. Now remember, this is written to the Hebrews. Who are the Hebrews? It's the nation of Israel. Remember, the first Hebrew was Abraham. Abraham, who is the father and the beginning through which the nation of Israel came into existence. And so the book of Hebrews is written to the nation of Israel, and it's a New Testament book written to the instruction of the people of Israel to help open their eyes to the truth, to help them to understand that Jesus Christ is their Messiah and is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man can come to God the Father except through the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet the book of Hebrews is a wonderful book for you and I to study also, because it reveals so many wonderful truths about the Lord Jesus Christ. And thus again, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past, that is, in the various times of the past and in various ways, he spoke to the Hebrew people through the prophets. That's what the Old Testament records. And that's why you need to read the Old Testament, because it gives the history of the nation of Israel and how God took Abraham, one man whom he called out of Ur of the Chaldees, sent him to the land of Canaan where Israel is, and through Abraham and his descendants, the nation of Israel began. And thus we have the Old Testament, which is recorded as a history and a book of instruction for us today, to show us that we're sinners, for that's the reason the law was given, to make man to see that he was a sinner and needed a Savior. And so Christianity is based on Judaism. It came out of Judaism. The Lord Jesus Christ himself was a Jew, a descendant of Abraham. And thus, through Christ, you and I have been given the truth and can come to know Christ as our Savior and be born again and become a part of the family of God. And thus, God chose Abraham and his descendants to be the lineage through which Jesus Christ would come to earth, take upon himself physical form, go to an old rugged cross, die for the sins of mankind. And thus we see that God spoke in those past times through the prophets. But verse 2, hath in these last days, and beloved, you and I are living in the last days. That is, the days in which God is going to complete and finish this project that he is working out here upon the earth. He has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, Jesus Christ, whom he hath appointed heir of all things. Notice that Jesus Christ is going to inherit all things. And then notice the next statement, by whom he made the worlds. Jesus Christ is the Creator God. He is the one who created all things. Till next time, goodbye.